You've waited so patiently. So long for my voice to slip into your head and take you places you haven't gone to go in a while. Places you haven't gotten to explore in a while. Places on your body that have gone uncaressed, unreleased. Focus on my voice and hear it. Know that if you rest somewhere peaceful when you let my voice slip into your head, eventually you start to drift down. It's only natural. Your whole body's attenuated to my voice, so I'm just playing a pure tone into you that explores down your nerves, echoes out to your pointed, wonderful nipples, moves down, dripping to your pussy, leaves you blank and empty, your butt tenses. You feel your clit pressing against the folds. You feel your mind flowing away, and all you are in that moment is mine and deeper. 10. Entire body twitching in the wake, shivering in the want of it. Think about how long it's been since my voice has caressed your pussy, has taken away everything except for the sweet oblivion of sinking deeper, has allowed you to do this, to feel it. Inside of your body is the vast clitoral structure, right up behind your belly, right above your pussy, in that whole area, and your clit is just one little tip of that. But if you tense your body, if you move the muscles inside and clench your thighs together, especially if you slide something between them to give you a little friction, then your pussy and your body will spasm in time and send hot golden 9 deeper signals right into your brain, night-night pet, sleepy and blank. Your hands rest by your sides, your legs hang weak. You want to clench your thighs, you make a weak effort to make your pussy feel good. It's so warm, so drippy. If there's anything on your body getting in the way, slide it out of the way. Get rid of it and leave yourself wet and drippy, aching and wanton. Your mind is dripping out between your legs. You find you have strength in your hands when you're obeying me. You find it's easy to make your body move when it's an obedient shell, puppet, moving, empty. In fact, let's strip away everything that might get in the way. Be blank, pet. A blank, empty, obedient puppet. Now strip down. Let yourself drip. Let yourself ache. The throb inside your head is a simple response you need. Drippy pussy to be touched. And you're gonna be allowed when you can slip your hand down. Rub your clit. Aching and empty. Such an empty, drooling pussy. 8 and 7, 6 and 5. Blank, empty, needy brain. Echoing with the requirement that it be touched. Eventually we'll trail fingers into your pussy. Torment your body. An echo. And right now, your body feels heated, as if I were dripping some aphrodisiac into the back of your brain, a lewd seduction that takes over and makes you need to touch your skin, need to run your hands on heated flesh. Your blank mind obeys. Your drippy pussy begs. Your clenching little hole echoes for it. A blank mind. Think only about how long it's been since your pussy was tormented. The only thought in your head is the longing for touch, for ache, for throb. Wet, drippy pussy. Naked, slip everything away. Leave yourself to throb for me, drip for me. Achingly wet, the air touching your wet skin will make your clit throb, will make your clit drip and yearn, ache and want. Your little hole is spreading and parting. The lips are moving to open and let your juices out, which is good because there's so much drippy thought inside of your head that is now turning to liquid and drooling between your thighs, making room in your head for the sweet aphrodisiac of my voice, the sweet lust-inducing echo of my voice cascading inside, hot and wet and drippy and controlling. You're a good girl, and now you get to drool roll for me. It's okay to drool and roll your eyes and let them flick back in the sweet oblivion of your own mind, in the dripping confines of your own head. Think about how good it feels, the wet dripping, the air on your pussy making it suddenly feel chill and slick, even though the rest of you is a hot, messy need. Sweat forming on your forehead, your nipples so pointed, your belly tensing so hard. You know you're only going to be allowed to touch when you've given in, when you've drifted away. Your body obeys. Your mind follows. It drools its thoughts out. It drips everything out of you. Hot, drippy waves of heat flowing, slipping down, sliding out of the way, your own thoughts drooling out of you, echoing inside of you. Good, the air on your drippy pussy feels so good. And your nipples are so hard, and your mind is so milky simple. In fact, it feels like your breasts are getting heavier and heavier, weighing you down, weighting you down, drooling from within, and your legs have to spread. Because if your legs are nice and spread, then your pussy is exposed and drippy, and you can run your fingers in there, find your clit, and just pinch it. Sadistic, needy torment for your little pussy, dripping all your thoughts away. So good, so warm. You're allowed to touch. You're allowed to dive your fingers in, to rub the heel of your hand on your clit, to intensely seek climax. Listen and obey. Your brain is so empty. Your body feels so warm as the wet air inside of your head is deluged with the mist of arousal, aphrodisiac trailing through. Your body's getting hot. It's going into heat. And then you realize your hands aren't going to stop. They're going to automatically masturbate. Pinch your nipples, torment your clit, keep touching, keep letting your brain give in. Let your brain slip a level or two deeper. There is a physiological response inside of you which you are aware of, the response of orgasmic release. But with my voice in your head, it's more than just come and then be done. Now it's a long expenditure of body and mind where the waves are just going to keep coming. Your body's just going to keep squirming, keep echoing, resonating, making you. Reach back and slap your rear. Feel it. Lean over. Oh, makes your mind go white hot. Sleep deep down, mine. Your whole body's tingling with it. Pinch your nipples. Feel your body tremble. Echo. Blank. Wanton. Your nipples intensifying. In fact, in this place, your mind can feel it a little more. Your body feels it more. Squeeze your breasts. Feel them seem to slosh as if your thoughts had turned to liquid and rested inside of them. Pinching your nipples. Moving your breasts. Feeling your brain blank and deep. Imagining me leaning in. Biting the nape of your neck. Drawing something on your stomach. Mine. Written in lusty aphrodisiac. In lines of wet liquid that remind you of your juices and make your juices flow. A hot liquid soaked in through the skin, something corrupting, controlling, entering through your belly, spreading and making warm feelings happen there. One hand between your legs now. Torment your pussy. Push your fingers. Press. Move. Pinch. The other tormenting your nipple. Feel your buttocks clench. Remember the moment of impact where I told you to spank. Remember the instant as I just make you feel it. Good girl. Wanting more of it. Your brain is weak and empty. Feeling the nip. Feeling the mark on your neck. Feeling the heat as I just write mine. My good girl. Across your belly again and again. In white hot aphrodisiac that soaks in dose after dose. And then I stop. I leave the dose right where it is. The level is more than enough. Remember the smack against your body. Remember the blankness in your brain. Remember your pussy's drooling all your thoughts out. Pinch your milky nipples. Milk them for me. Imagine if they were spurting your thoughts right out. Heavy and warm. Taste your fingers. Taste your fingers. Suck. Drip. Ache. Throb. Imagine your lips becoming sensitive. Your lips becoming as sensitive as down below. So when you suck, you not only taste your juices, but you feel a feeling just like dive that same hand back between your legs, rub it around, feel how wet you are, pinch your nipple, feel your breast milking your thoughts out, squeeze it from the base up to the tip, milking. It's okay to let a little mmm sound escape. It's simple and drippy inside your head right now. Your pussy's drooling and clenching your fingers, making them wet. Bring your fingers up and taste them, desperate. Let the ambrosia of your own simple brain flow into your body. Let yourself tingle with it. And that aphrodisiac I put in your system has invaded those juices too. So you're willingly dosing yourself up with more. Pinch your nipples, pet. Remember to pinch your nipples. Torment and milk them. Milking in slow, long motions. It feels like you're stroking. The nipples getting warmer like your clit is. Fingers back between your legs. One hand on your breasts, one on your pussy. Torment, pinch, squeeze. Do things you don't normally do. Explore. Feel yourself. Milk your breasts. Squeeze from base to tip. Imagine if I were doing it. My body looming over you. Pressing my breast to your face, making you suckle at it. My mouth on the nape of your neck, biting and growling in your ear. Telling you you're mine. Those words written on your belly, controlling you. Say it. You're mine. Good girl. Milk your breast. Pinch your clit. Rub your pussy. Feel everything. Drip and moan. Feel your rear clenching. Remember the moment of impact. Spanking across your rear. Long, slow. Envision being laid across my lap. One of your hands between your legs. One on your breasts. My hand coming down. Down. Wet. Smacking sounds as I incidentally stimulate your pussy by smacking your rear over and over. And the feeling riots through your body. Inescapable, it makes your butt clench, makes your little hole all tense, makes your brain all simple. You're a good, drippy girl. Keep tormenting your pussy. Keep pinching your nipples and imagine your mind spurting out of them. Massaging, feeling, empty pussy, needy pussy, empty brain. Milking, your empty brain has put all its thoughts in your breasts and your pussy. That's why you're dripping and drooling. You feel the heavy, blank sloshing of your body. Torment and pleasure. Good girl. Aching for it, imagining your hole back there, clenching on every little smack. Your entire body aches for it, echoes for it, feels it, wants to be across my lap, being slowly spanked and drained and masturbated into oblivion. Delve your fingers in, let your mind leak, your mind's leaking out your ears and your clit and your pussy and your nipples. Milk yourself, drool, it's okay to drool, that's your thoughts escaping. Turn your head on the side and just let some drool run out of your mouth to show how blank and deep you are. Your pussy is wet, needs it. Aches for it, wants more of it. Your brain, your butt, your pussy, your nipples, your mouth. Your mouth still feels sensitive. Suck on your own tongue, suck on the air. Imagine getting to suck on something else. Feel how your lips tingle and make your brain go white hot. Your mind is full of that same aphrodisiac from before. You long to have something to worship, something to lick. My nipple pressing to your lips, encouraging you to suck. Sucking deep, milking your own breast, diving your fingers in. Now taste your fingers out of your pussy into your mouth. Feel how your pussy's no longer being touched, and that makes it so achy, so wanton, so desperate, but it tastes so good. And now you have something to suck. Isn't that perfect? Isn't that wonderful? All that could make this better is smacking, making you feel it. Simple pet brain. Pinch hard and rub your nipples. Feel your mind getting blanker and deeper, deeper and deeper. Imagine my nails running down your back, making your mind drip out of your ears, your mouth, your butt, your pussy, your nipples. Your clit is getting so hard. It's so untouched. Pet needs to reach down and touch her clit, doesn't she? Yes, her achy clit. Reach down and play with your clit. You want it so bad. Feels so good. Let yourself come for me. Let your brain leave your body and your body buck and come. Come. Feel it echoing, wanting. Do things with your fingers you wouldn't normally. Delve, massage, feel down to the base. Rub your clit against its own hood and forcefully into your inner thigh. Push it just to the side against your inner thigh and rub it in circles there. Move your fingers rapid as if you were trying to simulate the movement of a vibrator. Just as fast as you can. Just rubbing so fast against your own inner thigh, moving your fingers as rapidly as you can. Imagine you have a little nub of a mouse there, and you were just trying to move the cursor around, that kind of feeling. And then press deep as if you were trying to massage my shoulders. Imagine the tension there, just a deep massage, pressing three fingers into the nub, pressing it into your thighs. Now, explore the wet ache below, the way your juices are dribbling out. That's your brain dribbling out of you, Pat. That's all your thoughts dripping out of you. That's your mind drooling away. You can feel how hazy it is. Poor, blank, hazy Pet. Well, I'll give you something to focus on. Imagine if your pussy controlled you, Pet, your entire body. And therefore, when you rub your clit, your head and shoulders feel good, too. When you rub the top of your slit, your stomach, your belly, your breasts feels good. When you rub closer to the bottom, your legs feel good, your thighs, your toes, all of you. So your whole pussy maps to your whole body. And the clit makes your brain go muzzy and numb. The clit makes your brain blank and empty. Rub the clit. Rub your clit. So blank and empty. It's making your head white hot and numb. Keep rubbing. Rub faster and faster as if you were a massager moving down there. Fast as you can. Show off for me. Let your nipples get all pointy and your brain get all leaky. Rubbing. Now rub deep and hard and slow. Slow circles. Fingers should be exploring your entrance if they're not already. And the other hand should just be massaging your clit. Keeping its hood spread. Keeping its little nub massaged constantly. If the sensation is too intense directly on the clit, go ahead and put your hood over it down there and just rub against it under the hood. In fact, remember the clit is just the tip of the iceberg. You want to rub deep tissue. You want to rub a little bit inside. You want to stimulate the parts of you that go up inside your belly. Rapid. Now move fast. Rub your fingers quickly. Quickly in circles again and again. Your brain is leaking out, Pat, and you want it to leak out to make room for me. You're drooling your thoughts right out of your body. Your brain is weak and drippy, empty and needy. Your whole body's tingling and your nipples are so pointed and your pussy's so drippy. Then imagine. Your mind leaking out of you. Torment your little clit. Squeeze and rub. Pinch and move. Let yourself feel the intensity of sensation. Your belly is tensing. It just keeps tensing over and over. You don't know why. It's rhythmic contractions as if you were being forced into a pleasure state by something I put in your system. Something in your body's forcing pleasure into you is making the physical reaction happen, drug-like and automatic. You feel your butt tensing, too. It's like every good feeling nerve in your body starting to tense, your pussy controlling you more and more. The tension just keeps happening. One, and release, and two, and release, over and over. Belly tense, release, tense, release. It's getting more and more rapid the longer I talk, and your clit is getting more sensitive. It's poking out against your fingers as if it were being sucked out, as if it were growing larger and larger, and so it gets easier and easier to rub, rub, rapid, quick, needy, achy, belly tense, relax, tense, relax. Oh, your butt is doing it too. Tense, relax, the whole body at once. A constant process of pushing the muscles inside right against. Ooh, you're arching into your hands. Your poor wet pussy must be so needy. Your poor wet brain must be so achy. Good girl. Go ahead and tense your body. Make those muscles inside as taut as you can. Now your brain is nice and empty. Nice and ready. I want you to come for me hard as you can. At first it feels like your brain's just starting to get hot. Then your body responds. Imagine being pinned, my fingers diving into your dripping clit, your mind going blank and white hot, pressing a thumb into your clit and three fingers into your little pussy, curving them, making come hither motions, rubbing right against your G-spot, my mouth against your shoulder, biting firm, holding you down, pinning your hips and controlling them with mine, my hair cascading a little across your shoulder, your breasts feeling my breast pressed to them, long come hither motions of my fingers across your G-spot, my thumb pressing your clit in hard. You might want to beg or resist or move or try to keep yourself from falling under, but in that moment you actually just want to give in to the feeling. And then I reach under and grab your rear and let one long smack fill your mind with aching, throbbing lust. You need it, you drip for it, you ache for it. You are a good pet. Good girl. In this moment, you're lost in it. Let yourself feel it. Rub your clit. Imagine the control. Imagine my fingers coming up to your mouth. Imagine them leaning, glistening right in front of your mouth for you to suck on. And then three fingers dive in, you open your mouth wide and suck. And the moment you taste your own juices in that act of submission, your mind goes white hot, your entire body tenses and rises, your back arches, you feel yourself tensing with it, aching with it, throbbing. You need to suck, need to serve, need to sink, because you're my good girl. Mwah.